Well, today's gospel, you know, it's such a bold claim, take courage because I have overcome the world or I have conquered the world. And indeed, when Jesus says that, this idea of the world is a very peculiar concept in John. Basically, what it means, Jesus is not using the term world in a secular sense in John's gospel. It's just world in John's gospel really means this idea of the sinful world, the world that was once owned by the prince of this world, right, namely the devil, right? So now that world, in other words, this negative world, this sinful world, this dark world, right, which was the world before the coming of Jesus, Jesus has conquered that world. So we can't look at world in any kind of secular sense here. So that's what gives us confidence, is that the devil can never win if we call upon the name of Jesus. The darkness can never win if we call upon the name of Jesus. So the idea for Jesus then is, if we have confidence that he not only has overcome the devil, the darkness, the dark world, then we should have peace, even if things are not going well. And here's the thing that Jesus is trying to prepare his disciples for. He's trying to say, look, I'm going to tell you something right now. There's going to be plenty of ups and downs here. And the devil is going to be over time working against you. And there are going to be men and women who are influenced by the devil who are going to be working overtime against you. And so you're going to have to contend with a lot of things. You may be bringing good news into the world, but the world doesn't want to hear anything about it because it might mean that they have to leave the darkness to enter into the light of the good news. So there's going to be a lot of battling going on. Don't get worried. The devil can't win anymore. The world, which was, you know, ruled by the prince of this world, the devil, has been completely overcome. The dark world has been completely overcome, and now the devil can never ultimately win. So what are the new rules of the game if the devil can't win? Rule number one, don't worry. Be at peace. There's no need to worry. I mean, I walked into my office today and I'm getting these barbs and I'm just going, that's got to be resolved. That's got to be resolved. Don't worry, right? It'll get resolved. That's the main thing. Number two, you can almost be sure that it'll never go according to the timetable or the series of steps you thought would take care of the job. You can almost be sure, add another, 20% time, 100% time. You can just always be sure if it's really, really good, it's going to take more time, because there's going to be all kinds of obstacles that are going to be in your way. Rule number three, don't worry about that. Instead, keep pushing forward. If there's a will and God is willing it and you are continuing to move forward and there's all these additional obstacles and it's something good or it's going to prevent something bad, just keep going on. Why? Because ultimately the devil can't win. If you just keep moving on like a bulldog, just keep going, what's going to happen is eventually there's going to be a breakthrough. And this whole thing that you've been working on is going to start coming to pass. And at the end of the day, When that breakthrough happens, the devil will run because he's failed ultimately once again in his designs to stop the grace of God from moving through the world. So we just have to remember that. Number one, be at peace. I mean, problems happen, you know, stuff happens. You know, number two, never think that your original timetable or list of steps is going to be significant. Never use the Spitzerian prayer, right? Lord, you know, I know you're wise, but I just took the liberty of making a series of steps for you with an accompanying timetable. If you would not mind just accommodating it, I think you'll see the wisdom of the steps I've set out for you. I mean, it never works that way. But don't worry that it takes more time. So number two, don't worry. Anticipate ahead of time. It'll take more time. It'll take more steps. It'll be a lot more trouble than you thought. And the greater the good you're going to do, the more it's going to hit you that way. And number three, at the end of the day, just keep on going. Because eventually you're going to get to your breakthrough. And just keep finagling and wheedling and overcoming and just keep going, because you'll get your breakthrough, and when you do, the devil will run, and Christ will once again, just after his temptations, right, he was victorious. Christ will once again be victorious through you. And that's what he's trying to warn his disciples about. Not going to be easy, but you are going to win. And by the way, you could die before you win. Just tell the people who, you know, succeed you, keep on going, you'll win. That's the instructions. And I think it's a pretty good sound set of instructions because it's worked through two millennia of history. Amen.